of After the Jump. I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Full service.
Happy Thursday. Welcome back to Full Service Radio. I'm so pleased that you're joining us again. It's a beautiful autumn night here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We're live at Roberta's, as we always are, Thursday nights from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on heritageradionetwork.org. I'm really excited. Dr. Jeep has been a homie for a while. I've wanted him on the show for a while. For whatever reason, between here in Boston and wherever else in between, it hasn't happened, but we're finally here. He's getting ready to play now. We're going to hear from the man himself in about 45 minutes after a live set. What's Dr. Jeep been up to since I last connected with him? Well, nothing too big. Just, you know, part of the Trouble and Bass family now these days. Nothing too big. I really can't wait to hear what tunes he's got in store. And, I don't want to waste your time at all, because I want you to listen to music, and I want to listen to music. So I want to say thanks to Odetta for engineering, at @full_service_. Yeah, I like underscores. That's the Twitter. At Jack Inslee, if you want to holla at us, let us know what you like, what you don't like. Without further ado, Dr. Jeep, live on Full Service Radio. We'll be back in about 45 minutes.
But it is one dedicated to all the sound manner who are going to build their own sound with their bare anna. Other people waving red, gold, and green in a Japan. I started dance at a boy, but I'm missing now me a Ramana. Yes, the outside are the artists, they're on the mic stand. They're right on the rhythm like a wild boy runner. Yes, they're jumping through the pop of the true veteran. Yes, this one are the true sound man. Sound of me life, all kind of speaker, the mid and the tweeter. Sound of me life. Getting deeper, but you know the voice getting sweeter. Sound of me life, say don't play it ammunition. Now we don't need no weapons. Sound of me life, yes, I keep spreading a message. Every game music, we are the fun. Last night, me hear a bad tune and a bad sound. So me have to write a bad tune for this bad sound. It's a push you to the back room, cause the bass loud. Pop your slip like a vacuum, then you reach out. Crowd still like a statue, cut the bass out. Whole crowd, them a watch you, then you speak out. Pull it back, that's a bad tune. Crowd a freak out. Sound boy, bring the bass back. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Say turn it up loud. When me sitting in a deep rhythm, now me nah sit down. Me ya pretty the dip it up for all the passage around. When you calling on the siren, everybody gather around. When you tweak up the top, they make a high pitch sound. The tracker run out and everybody chant loud. Yes, it sounded my life and I will see that proud. I was born in and they dance with the rough and tough sound. So, this is my life. Yes, they all kind of speak, cause they me down the tweet. That's the sound of my life. The bass getting deeper, but you know the voice getting sweeter. Sound of my life. No fear, ammunition. Say now we don't need no. Some of
sitting, no kissing and no hugs. No gentleman tonight, she want a talk. Me a go ram out the catty when me cock it and tough. Make she ball, make she holler and cuss against the wall. Me body bust up her guts. Angle arm, okay, give her the bull back. She fat and she buff, every man want a touch. Deal with it savage, say me body tune up. Cause now she can't manage, she start tough and puff. When me under me tonic, bionic, she soon bust. Ride the cocky like a jockey, giddy up, slap me hand pan she batty. Come broke me ducks, if I that make you happy. Me clappy and cut, make she holla out papi. But me nah discuss, if I rough she want, she get it rougher than rough.
Full service.
Flash it. The way that you're dashing and the way that you're mashing. We don't see it from what I know, but the way I cash it.
when snares were made sure of the streets. Well, follow in at the town and then you're following at the city. Oh, watch out what they say when you don't do the nicky gritty. The people, them are bad, don't know what a pity. Well, all they say when you're the key to the city. The key to the world right now, we are lucky. But to the universe, now we're about to take it. Take one of these, man, big bad and heavy. We're coming to the place and take a look like you know us. We're ready to take it, but I'll let you what they say. We are that you're flashy. The way that you're dashing and the way that you're mashing. We don't see it from what I know, but the way you're cashing. When one of these is your one, but then I'm your mommy. God damn it. The man MC come from another planet.
Who's got the flow? Who's got that set me? Foundation release like concrete.
Dream team, nigga, fuck that pillow talk, keep sleeping while I'm reaching down your street up in that green thing. Greetings, earthlings, I've been lurking deep in the shadows, gathering artillery for the battle. Now on the front line I stand, microphone in my right hand, left foot on the gas, don't make me put my foot in your ass.
Yo, DJ ain't no DJ, he just make them fucking mistakes. What he at, 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 what he at. Yo, DJ ain't no DJ, he just hit that instant replay. There it go, 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 there it go. Yo, DJ ain't no DJ, he just make them fucking mistakes.
To a 10-pound, 6-ounce dream. And God said, look for the burning bush, now turn to weed. So I jumped in my shed when I saw my mama burning trees. Hard white, I trickle nickel bags. Ice cold true shit, in a booth with blue lips. On the grave like a tulip, in the bar like a pool stick. 808, poop shit, magic mic, poof bitch. And where to rest, nowhere for you to sit. I stole your couch and I took your truck to move it with. So far, any one of you wanna get told up? I'm a tattoo, Kodak you, close up. Ain't no UFO, no yellers or supernova. Dogs are barking as soon as that trooper roll up. 30 out 6, mama don't gotta load up. Cause I'm from the varsity, you may be harder than Marcicola.
Got the cater, ace one, pilot, park, and the squad. Temperature roll, flow, roll, rock, watch. Yeah, obsession no gone. Say me and Kenny not turned over tears in Adidas. I was only 15, but conscious lyrics me had to blast. Now I'm 19, nearly 20, man, the time it goes so fast. But I won't go dead, let I tell you a bit about my past. I've been singing since I was 5, when I was 7 in Adidas. We never knew that I would be in the international class. Cause I'm a traveler, traveling all across the border.
Fly to Tokyo Town, where the yard line while the dirty birds pick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top, nigga, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock while the boat rock. We go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Pick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Table top, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park, to the point, to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it, lover gon' tap that ass. Don't see I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you stash them? I let them free and they tell me what they fantasy. Like up on the roof, roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert. Cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet dick, it just rolled out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain. Running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books? But you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it? Give me TLC, cause you know I'm too proud. We can do it in the White House. Try to make a brother light out. Campaign with my campaign. And let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? All the sign up, just choose me. In the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. I'm hanging in the middle with a farm. The road fellas on the still see her. Eat fresh fruit, sweep your woman right off of a beat.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Strictly high grade, no me nonsense, earthy. Ganja is healing, never gon' hurt me. Ganja baby from nurse me. What? You know the name, it's a CP. We got the mic and make it look easy. Never touch gun off all five streets. Then I got man home just like E.T. Music's my life, trust, believe me. Music's my wife, you will never gon' leave me. Yo, check out the album, check out the CD. Never gon' get too greedy. Yo, one, pick up the mic when me come. Two, pick up the old venue. Three, fresh from my head to my feet. Four, pick up the mic and tour. Five, catch a girl, them eye. Six, mash up the dance with lyrics. Seven, never gon' touch no weapon. These are the rules and lessons. Man, I set up the sound. Touchdown, we had the big name, so we gon' bring crowd. Sound it to Chris and Sweet. You all already know that it won't be low. So when we touch down, we had a champion song. We make a sound boy turn red and a frown. Drop it up late, make a man say wow. Hit him like boom, pow, pow. I know a little MC, man an artist. We won't stop to me one of the artists. Not no stage, me no past it. Call me lyrics in my ground, everlasting. Pass me the chalice, go make me blast it. Back to the place where the people are dancing. No Mr. P in my ground outlasting. I'll be the last one laughing. Like one, pick up the mic when I come. Two, pick up the old venue. Three, fresh from my head to my feet. Yo, four, pick up the mic and tour. Five, catch the girl, them eyes. Six, mash up the dance with lyrics. Seven, never one touch no weapon. These are the rules and lessons. Yo, one, pick up the mic when I come. Two, pick up the old venue. Three, fresh from my head to my feet. Four, pick up the mic and tour. Five, catch a girl, them eyes. Six, mash up the dance with lyrics. Seven, never one touch no weapon. These are the rules and lessons.
Thank you. could never be like Whitey on a level. Give me trophies and all time medals, cause anytime I wanna put pressure on the levels. I save notes and I'm living off shekels. So tell a sound, boy, you can't play with the levels on a level. Clean whistle, head off your head like a big scud missile. My style's off the izzle. My Donnie got caught on the road with 20 jizzle. Ain't heard a word from him, he got a mizzle. Can't be a bear if you don't really wanna grizzle. Shit's gonna happen if you keep in it grizzle. Yes, talk is cheap like Lidl. I'm in that old school like Piggy in the middle. I'm in season, I got rhythm. For the holiday season, I got gallimus. So then when I start breathing, and it's a act, cause that's a life I've been leading. And I'm a eater sometimes, but I read it, cause I'm in the A and act like I'm in the ceiling. So I ain't pretty. That's the way my old team is. In the corner with the dog, standing with the Jesus. On a level, still roll deep on a level. I represent the best MCs on a level. I don't know what they told you, but I'm not a mutt. You can never be like Whitey on a level. Give me trophies of all time medals, cause anytime I wanna put pressure on the levels. I save notes and I'm living off shekels. So tell a sound, boy, you can't play with the levels. I haven't written for a bit, because I've been chilling out, missing on the grid. High grade got man living in the mist. Vodka and M&A sipping to the piss. And I be fishing at a game, no sprats. House on the beach, no hoods, no hats. I be swimming in the sea with the prawns and the crabs. This type of life's all good, no bad. I feel so glad I'm free, alive and kicking. For years I've been kicking up a dust and winning. For years I've been picking up a mic and spitting. Telling everybody I have a whole team's living. Telling everybody I have a whole team's wavy. Got the six fitters in training just like they were army and navy. Hailed them up for all the bravery. It was the London streets that made me. On a level, still roll deep on a level. I represent the best MCs on a level. I don't know what they told you, but I'm not a mutt. You can never be like Whitey on a level. Give me trophies of all damn medals, cause anytime I wanna put pressure on the levels. I save notes and I'm living off shekels. So tell a sound, boy, you can't play with the levels on a level. I'm leveling. The price of the house here slash trebling. People wanna go to the hotspot and rave. If they ain't my friend, then I can't get them in. I came through Merc inside grinder sets. Said I'm gonna work, so I find the checks. Now I'm tied in and the money flies in. Tell the business team I'd like to invest. See, it's all fun and games, so you end up broke. I don't want my career to end up a joke. On a good day, you'll be making paper. On a bad one, you'll be looking for hope. So if you really want my advice, then take it. Try not to spend until you've made it. Just live within your means, innit? I don't need to front, cause I've seen it. On a level, still roll deep on a level. I represent the best MCs on a level. I don't know what they told you, but I'm not a mutt. You can never be like Whitey on a level. Give me trophies of all damn medals, cause anytime I wanna put pressure on the levels. I save notes and I'm living off shekels. So tell a sound, boy, you can't play with the levels on a level. Still roll deep on a level. I represent the best MCs on a level. I don't know what they told you, but I'm not a mutt. You can never be like Whitey on a level. Give me trophies of all damn medals, cause anytime I wanna put pressure on the levels. I save notes and I'm living off shekels. So tell a sound, boy, you can't play with the levels on a level.
Full Service Radio. What a lovely dub. The Get Lucky dub to close it out. Dr. Jeep has been providing the sounds for the past 45 minutes, and we've been vibing in the studio. We've been vibing. Aaron from Gunwash actually designed the Sun Pills mixtape cover from Fancy Restaurant Records back in the day, if you are a Full Service devotee. So lots of love right now in the studio. That was a really dope set, man. I'm going to let you get situated right here. That's the mic you'll be on. Yeah, there you go. This is ultra rare. Dr. Jeep on turntables, because turntables are damn near extinct, but it's what we're fucking with in the studio here, and you were kind enough to let that rock, so thank you, sir.
No problem.
Where'd you go?
Right now. There we go.
Cool. So we are going to get you some pizza, I know.
Yes,
it's like,
please. I'm so hungry. Jack,
yeah,
come on.
For real.
I promised pizza, and I'm... It's 45 minutes in.
Yeah,
no,
where's the pizza? It's been a sham. I do want to start this interview before we get into music. Heritage Radio Network is a food talk radio station.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, most of what we do during the day is awesome food content. So I'm going to start this interview with some food stuff, if that's cool with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go for it.
Talk to me about your childhood food memories. What one meal jumps to mind right away?
Okay, so I came from a Brazilian family, so a lot of the foods we had were like steak, rice and beans, seafood, like if we went to Brazil, like to the beach. I think steak is probably just the, like ribs, I guess. Like ribs were the nice Friday treat. Like after a grueling week of high school, I'd come back to some sweet babe back ribs, and that was a choice.
Damn, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey, in like northern New Jersey, in a town called Chatham. Very like upper middle class, like white lacrosse town. I was not super athletic, although I ran cross country, but I was not one of those just like sports bros, so I didn't really fit in. So I went to music instead because...
What would a steak in a Brazilian household, how would that be different than like a steak in a regular old American house?
I don't really think there's a real difference. I mean, the technical term for it is picanha, as we say in Portuguese, and it's just like a cut of meat. But it's probably the same as like a prime. I don't really know. I'm not like a
Do you
steak.
Speak Portuguese though?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was actually taught it first, and then I got to kindergarten, and the teacher was like, "Listen, you got to learn English. Like, you can't not know English before you do this."
Wow, that's wild, man. I had no idea you spoke Portuguese. Yeah. Any other Brazilian foods you grew up with?
I mean, there's a lot. There's like a lot of like small kind of things. So, for example, like in the morning, you'd have. This thing called pão de queijo for breakfast, which is basically like a cheesy bread. It's like a spherical bread ball filled with cheese, and that was quite nice. One thing I kind of remember from my childhood is that, okay, what would you have as your drink to complement a piece of chocolate cake?
Oh, man. Milk, probably.
Milk, right? Okay, so my cousins did not, you know, agree with this philosophy of mine that milk is the best choice, and they would always have chocolate cake with like Coca-Cola, and I thought that's just like a weird ass combo.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's too sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe like ice cold water.
Yeah, but... no, and then when I asked for milk, they like looked at me like I was like a leper or something. They're like, "What are you doing?"
Oh my god. All right, we're going to plow through more food stuff. What's in your fridge right now?
Right now, my fridge is pretty stocked because I unfortunately/fortunately live with my mom, and we have like, unlike most New York households where the fridge is, like, a bottle of mustard and, like, beer.
The answer I
usually
get.
Have, like, hella food there. So, salmon, steak, all kinds of rices and beans.
Do you cook?
I personally do like to cook, although I don't every night.
We got a lovely lady in the studio that's giving a big thumbs up right now to the Dr. Jeep cooking abilities.
Yeah, please don't ask me what I like to cook, because whenever I get asked this, like, I get put on the spot and I'm like, salmon and asparagus. But we've made a few things. I don't really know what specifically.
Her smile says it all. No, yeah. This man can cook. That's okay. Verified right there. All right. Well, if you had one last final day on Earth, and I told you could eat at any dining establishment in this fine city of New York.
Oh, what would it be? Five Guys? I think Five Guys. I just because that's like our go-to, just like junk food or like barbecue. Yeah, but I wouldn't get in New York. I mean, I played in Austin one time, and I got barbecue there, and like
different game out there, right?
Different ball game, whole different sport. Honestly, not even a different league. It's just a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe you're going to go with Five Guys, though, with your last meal.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I guess,
that's
like...
That's cool. It's a good answer. I mean, you know, you'll...
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to die in convenience, like, across the street. Right. Chill on my roof while the meteor comes or whatever to destroy
You'll be,
it.
Like, with a big burger, you'll be, like, ready to sleep, kind of, like, ready to go.
Yeah,
so that's,
right?
That's, like, one way to put
I'm
it.
I'm going to die in peace, like, in bed.
Yeah. A food coma.
Exactly. I don't know. What would your food of choice be?
Damn, you can't flip
See,
it.
See, this
like,
is the thing. You put me on the spot, and I'm like, I don't know what to
I know, that's what
say.
I do. I would probably go to Momo Sushi right next door and get whole fucking boatload of those tuna hand rolls, spicy tuna
I mean,
hand
yeah,
rolls.
Sushi wouldn't be a bad... But expert sushi, like the best sushi in the world is what I would get, because I do love sushi.
Yeah, amen. All right, let's talk music for a minute. We're talking about a man here who knows his club music. Like I said, Trouble and Bass Crew right now. I want to know what you were listening to before you were listening to club music. What did you listen to as a kid?
Oh, man. Okay, so I grew up listening to like metal and like grindcore, and I was a really troubled teen, so I liked really heavy music, and I think the music I like now also kind of is in the same way dark, but I think like a little bit sexier. Back then it was like I was in a few bands and I played guitar and bass, and yeah, we played heavy shit. Or you know what else I liked? I really liked like epic 80s fantasy metal, just like crazy shred stuff, like
Dream Theater kind
of
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Dragon Force and all that jazz. Like I was super into that. It's like really dorky and I don't like to admit it. Well, no, you know what? Fuck it. I will admit it because it's awesome.
Own that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. So then I'm like, what, when do you find club music? What did you hear that made you think like, holy shit, I gotta be doing this?
Okay. So I was like a junior in high school, and one of my friends bought like the Justice album, like from Best Buy or something. So yeah, that's kind of cliche, like hipster guy answer. It's like, oh, go into Justice. But yeah, probably them. And then after I, but they had like some parallels to like kind of like rock and metal. So it kind of made sense.
Sure. I mean, I saw them live at the time. They had big guitar stacks.
Yeah. They had big Marshall stacks. And like, so I think that, and then the real stuff I got into that was like really similar to like what I play is, I was in college and I was a freshman, and there was this like CD store. I went to college in Boston. There's a CD store called Newbury Comics. And one day I walked in and there's this like sick looking CD with this like crazy bat like artwork on it. And it was a Rusko like Fabric Live mix. Like Fabric is like, you know, a club in London, and they have these like promotional mixes that they sell every once in a while. And it, like, that was my first introduction to like dubstep, which is really like what set it off. And from then I was like, okay, what's this cool stuff? And I'd search for blogs and stuff, and back then it was like when blogs were a big thing. Now no one uses blogs, everyone's on SoundCloud. But yeah, I got a lot of like cool music through that, and kind of evolved. I started like listening to house music and stuff, and I got kind of bored of that. I mean, now I don't like really love listening to house music just because I think it's kind of boring. I recently went to this festival in Croatia called Outlook. It's like a dubstep and drum bass festival, and after that I was just like, forget it, like this is the good stuff. So like, you know, what I play today is like very similar to the stuff I was listening to at that festival, and was kind of like, it was, yeah, life-changing. Like, it was the craziest experience I've ever had.
So is that the trip you're on right now then? Coming off that, you're kind of into the house and drum and bass stuff?
Not house, dubstep and drum bass.
Oh, dubstep and drum and bass. My fault.
No,
I was going to say,
cool.
That seemed a little weird. Oh, so drum and bass, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird because it's obviously like not a very, you know, American, well, it's not very popular in America, but in the UK, like, you know, this stuff goes off. Like, I played once with this guy called Andy C, who's like one of the most well-known drum bass DJs, you know, in England, and people like revere him like a god. Whereas here, you know, he'll play at Webster Hall, yeah, for like these like 18-year-old EDM kids, but most people are like, who, you know? But there, he's like a household name. So I really liked going to, you know, Outlook, because it's like a, it's in Croatia, but it's basically a British festival, and so everyone, there was like 30,000 people there, and everyone there is British, and so to be like surrounded by those people and like listening to music that I like was sick. Because here in New York, like the kind of events that I like to go to have, you know, maybe 50 to 200 people there, you know, except for the trouble and bass parties, you know, throw a little bone to my partners over there. But yeah, those parties are crazy, but that also has like a bit more mainstream appeal than like drum bass.
No, it makes tons of sense. And I wonder when you kind of fell in love with breaks, because I know you use a lot of really good, well-placed and clean breaks in your production. So talk to me a little bit about that.
I don't know. I think I must have discovered like Baltimore Club or something like in college, and then, you know, they use that Think break and like all their tracks. I don't really use breaks as much anymore now, but I guess when you first discovered me, I was making like a ton of those kind of things and doing these like free download remixes. And yeah, I honestly, I have no idea. Like, I just like that sound. I think that groove in that break beat is just nice and not as, you know, quantized and mechanical as a lot of other kinds of beats.
No, but totally. That's exactly it. It's like when I first heard you, you were definitely on that tip and doing it like better than most other people.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Just really clean. I mean, so when did you start? So you kind of, you fall in love with like this exciting at the time dubstep sound.
Sure.
You and me both. When did you start producing? When did you say, I want to put some tracks down?
It's like a tough question to answer because, you know, when I was in high school, I had certain like software on my computer that I would like compose, I guess, guitar music in, but it was this software called Tabit, and basically you'd make guitar tabs and it would play it like out to you like in MIDI, and but because it was like so kind of open-ended, I ended up making some more like electronic-y sounding stuff and like some weird trance stuff. I don't know. It was a weird time. Sick. But anyway, from there, I think I started like really producing like dance music. I like freshman or sophomore year of college, which was, I don't know, like 5 years ago at this point. But I only like actually got decent at it probably like junior, like my third year. And then from then on, I got like some, I don't really know how this happened, but I just got some like blog press or whatever, and like free downloads on like Accelerator or whatever, and people just started finding out about me.
Oh,
more
that's
and more.
Right. It was Accelerator. Yeah, that was like one of the first. Was that level two?
Yeah. That was probably my first thing that was like ever up. And I remember like I was walking home from college, and one of my friends texted me like, "Dude, you're on Accelerator! Oh my god!" Because I didn't send it to them. Like the label that I had released it on kind of sent to them without like my knowledge, and so I was like, wait, what the hell? Like, and then I saw it and I was freaking out. And you know, nowadays I don't really use Accelerator anymore, just because I think that the stuff I like is different than the stuff they post. I mean, they're still awesome and have great podcasts, but at the time that was like a huge deal for me. I was like, oh my god, I want Accelerator. Like,
yeah, no shit. And they do have great podcasts. Out to Accelerator. I love those mixes. But what's crazy about that is like Viv Star Eyes was editor probably at Accelerator at that point, and now here you are, Trouble and Bass Crew, 5 years later, or however many years later.
Right, yeah. It's cool because, you know, Trouble and Bass was, like, when I was, like, first starting off, and I, you know, had bought that, like, mix CD or whatever at that store, Trouble and Bass is definitely one of the first labels that I could, like, recognize their brand. You know, a lot of artists, I knew the artist names or whatever, but that was the first, like, label. I was like, oh, that's a cool label that I like, and they had stuff by, like, Jack Beats and AC Slater and whatnot. Which is cool because, you know, I played with them last Friday. We had our like 8 year anniversary at Verboten. We like sold the club out. It was like a total smash hit, and AC and Jack Peace played. So it's kind of like a weird cyclical thing where I was like, oh, I'm coming back to my roots now.
So life is good for Dr. Jeep right now.
It's pretty good. I have a day job. I like work as like a recruiter for a finance company, and that's when I tell people that, they're like, what? But I don't know. It's a day job. You know, like, I consider my real career the music thing, but obviously I can't live off that money because there's no money in the music industry unless you make like Big Room Trap or something that's more popular here, and I'm just not about that.
Absolutely crazy. How do you juggle like staying out until 6 in the morning on weekends and then going to a regular job?
It's tough. My girlfriend's in the studio and she can attest to the fact that we on Sundays we just kind of don't do anything and just like rest, and then so that by that point on Monday, I'm kind of like ready to go.
So you trade, you take a day out of your week, and that gives you the long night.
Exactly. I mean, people like will go to like day parties on Sunday or whatever, and like I would like to do that, but I'm just like so wiped from being out till like 5-6 in the morning Friday, Saturday that it just isn't really realistic. I mean, I'd love to like, you know, back in the summer, like go to the beach on Sunday, but then I wake up at like 4 p.m. and I'm like, oh. Whoops.
Yeah, you're going to miss that.
Yeah.
It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stoked to see all the success that you've been enjoying lately, man. It's really exciting.
Thanks,
and,
dude.
And thanks for coming on the show. You can find this man on the internet by entering Dr. Jeep in your Google search function, and I'm sure you'll find everything you need to find that way.
Yeah, or you'll find the song which my name is based off of, which is just this like, crazy like 80s goth rock song. I didn't really take it from that. I took it from someone else. I took my name from someone who took the name from that, but...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, we should have closed the show with that song. Ugh. We have to play that song next time.
I don't think I even have it on my computer.
Gotta find that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. You have one more song to close the show with, right?
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to play, but I'll find something real quick.
No doubt. He'll find
it. We'll get something sexy.
Thank you, homie. Thank you, listener, for tuning in, whether it be now in 2014 or in the future. Who knows? It's the internet. It's a podcast. Could be 2020 by now. Who the fuck knows? I'm Jack Inslee. This has been Full Service Radio. You can check us out live every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on heritageradionetwork.org. These shows are archived on iTunes and Stitcher. Get that. It makes your life much easier. Download it to your phone. Listen to the show on the plane. A wonderful way to kill time. Next up is Gunwash. We've got Adam Schatz in the studio, which I'm super excited about. And thank you again to Odetta for engineering. This has been Full Service Radio. See you next week.
Attention. Look, I found her.
Damn.
Red coat.
Look, I found her.
Look, I found her. Red coat.
Look, I found her.
Look, I found her.